Take your business beyond fast with connectivity and network solutions from Comcast Business. Nationwide, secure, reliable. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, April 14th. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. While most companies have been sizing down over the past few weeks, some of the world's biggest tech companies have been getting even bigger. Our reporter Chip Cutter will join us to tell us how Facebook, Apple, and Slack are recruiting in the midst of a global crisis and why it's working. That's coming up after the break.
Comcast Business connectivity and network solutions help drive IoT devices, AI, and virtual network applications at peak performance to improve efficiency and customer experience for your business. Rely on Comcast Business for nationwide, secure, reliable performance powered by a gig speed network. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Since the coronavirus outbreak hit the U.S., the economy has almost ground to a halt. Businesses have been forced to shut down operations and cut costs like payrolls. Nearly 17 million people have filed for unemployment in the U.S. since mid-March. But we report that big tech companies are actually ramping up hiring. Amazon said Monday that they're hiring an additional 75,000 employees, on top of the 100,000 they've already brought on board since the outbreak began. Amazon isn't alone in this. Facebook, Apple, Google, and other tech titans have also announced they're looking for more talent. Here to tell us more about it is our reporter, Chip Cutter. Hey, Chip, how's it going?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right. So tell us what's going on here. Who's hiring and what kind of roles are they looking for?
Well, think about some of the biggest players in tech. So companies like Facebook and Apple and Google. All of these companies are trying to hire everyone from product engineers to designers to researchers, data scientists, folks who can really kind of help power their core products. But Facebook also wants to hire people who can help on its operations team or can help on its policy team fighting misinformation and working on election security. So a range of different roles here.
And we're talking about a lot of roles, right? We're not talking about one or two positions.
That's right. Facebook is hiring 10,000 people alone just for its product and engineering teams. Amazon is hiring 20,000 tech roles. We see during the last financial crisis, Apple hired aggressively, and Chief Executive Tim Cook has indicated he'd like to do so again. So a number of these companies really see an opportunity here. They see folks who have been laid off from startups or who are worried about the position at their own companies. They can really kind of go out and get some great talent now.
Yeah. So speaking of startups, what do these big tech companies have to offer that startups don't?
Well, number one is stability. These are companies that aren't going anywhere. In some cases, they don't seem to have a lot of competitive pressures. They certainly do in some of their businesses, but not all. And so these companies can really kind of be a place where folks know they can go. The companies will be there. And I think that's been a real appeal to some job seekers. I spoke with one who just a couple of months ago was working at a unicorn startup. This was a company called Sonder that was an Airbnb-like company. It was a rental startup. He was traveling the world, launching all these new markets for this company. And then a couple of weeks ago, he was laid off along with many others. And so he now is looking to big companies, thinking some of them might offer an opportunity for him, but he's trying to kind of figure out what his next step might be.
I think that's really important to mention because obviously we've been talking about some big hires with Amazon. And I think when people think of that, they think of warehouse workers who are trying to fulfill orders as more and more people are ordering online during the pandemic. But these aren't short-term stopgap solutions just tied to this current situation, right?
That's right. Some of these jobs that people are getting now are temporary jobs. They're not going to be able to provide for folks long-term. But a number of the companies that are hiring now are hiring full-time positions, ones that come with great pay and great benefits. So it's a mix of full-time roles plus kind of short-term contractor positions. So a range of different positions here. But I think what's important to note, too, is that even though these companies are hiring lots of people, it's not enough to make up, of course, for the millions who are now unemployed. And it's also still going to take a while to get hired. All of the hiring that's happening now is being done virtually. The companies are still going through their processes, but instead of bringing folks on campus, you're now doing this via hours of video conferencing. And it's still a slog to get hired, even though these folks want to get people in the door now.
You mentioned that they did a big hiring push in the last financial downturn. How did that impact the makeup of Silicon Valley? And how do you think that that's going to, that this new wave of hiring will impact Silicon Valley on the other side of this?
Yeah, well, in some ways, it just helps these big companies get even bigger. And during the last, during some of the previous economic downturns, Google, for example, hired some of its key people right after the dot-com bust. So this is as other companies were having trouble, Google was in a position to hire and ended up getting some great people out of that. And so the tech recruiters we spoke with said this actually is a fantastic time for these companies that are well capitalized and have the cash to be able to hire now. Certainly a lot of companies do not have that.
It's almost like buying the dip, right?
That's it, right? I mean, it's those who can really kind of get some you know, great deals, great people now. So, yeah.
All right. Our reporter, Chip Cutter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we're still taking your work from home tech stories and questions. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, will be back with us later this week to share her favorite tips and solutions with us. So you can call us and leave us a voice message at the number in the description, or you can email Joanna at joanna.stern@wsj.com. And that was your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.